That's with the Don Juan.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
What's going on, Playboy?
Nah, how you been?
I'm good. I'm seeing that you doing your thing out there in D.C.
Yeah, man, I got to. I'm trying to keep the ground going. You know what I mean?
All right. So we kind of doing something a little different. We're doing a couple of things all at once. You know, this is the interview for TalkOfDC.com. But I'm also, you streaming it live at the same time so people can tune in. And also, you know, people can interact and ask questions. So I just sent out the link if, you know what I'm saying, you want to pass it around.
Yeah, you can do that. Twitter is the best way so I can retweet. Hold on a quick.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so I just did that. Alright, so are we ready to do the interview right now?
Oh yeah, we ready.
Alright. So, I did my research and I definitely found out you got a huge buzz, not just in DC but across the country.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You definitely respect it in your own city. I didn't know that you were from the Bronx. Let's kind of go back to, you know what I'm saying, like where you from and then how you ended up in D.C., that type of thing.
Right. Well, I'm from Bronx, New York, 241st Street, White Plains Road.
Mm-hmm.
Grew up as any other kid, you know, just playing around with his friends, childhood friends, wanting to be everything and everybody and the biggest thing in life. My uncle used to be a rapper himself by the name of Wild Child, and I'm very
Now, I see that you work with, you know what I'm saying, some big name producers like Mike City. How did you guys hook up?
Mike City?
Yeah.
That's actually the dude that I was signed to, Reggie Turner. Mike City's a good friend of his, and he's also a good friend of mine. My second trip to L.A., actually, when I was meeting with Interscope, we cut a record out there. He loved it. Then we cut like two or three more records, and, you know, it was right there on my first trip.
That's what's up. So, I tell you something funny. I did an interview with Chucky Thompson from D.C. Are you familiar with Chucky?
Yeah, I know Chucky. I work with one of his artists, by the way, Keontae. We just cut a few records the other day.
Okay, cool. I had an interview a year ago with Chucky, and one thing that he told me was that the D.C. movement was going to take over, you know what I'm saying, the industry. And me being from the South, you know what I'm saying, we killing the charts right now. And, you know, I'll be the first to say I wasn't really, you know what I'm saying, aligned with what he said, but it came to pass. You know what I'm saying? With people like Wale, Tabby Bonet, people like Don Juan. How do you feel about, you know what I'm saying, the turn of events in hip-hop and entertainment?
I feel as though, like, everything is based on timing, you know, and God shines the light on everybody who is patient. You feel me? So, being as though Texas was patient, Texas had a hell of a breakthrough. Atlanta was patient, Atlanta had a hell of a breakthrough. And D.C., yeah, we felt like we've been complaining because we never got any light, but, like, nobody's complaining now because it's about to be our time. You know, we got people like Tabby Bonet who put the footwork in the underground for so long. We had people like Wale that's doing what he's doing for so long. And you have people such as myself, plus many others that's not even mentioned in these categories, you know what I mean? So it's like we all coming together and we learn how to finally work with each other towards the same goals. And I think everything is just about time and, like, and the music is like getting better, actually. It's not all based around go-go. It's actually based around music now. You know, they don't look at us just for go-go acts anymore. They look at us for actually entertainment.
Right. Absolutely, absolutely. Now, I went to your MySpace. I checked out a couple of joints. Of course, the Looky Looky record is crazy. I'm pretty sure it got the clubs, banging out there. But what's your other favorite record? Because mine was like She Bad, the D'Angelo Redman joint, and then I also liked the Welcome to My Block, which was a beast, by the way. Now, you're heavily endorsed even by Allen Iverson, Carmelo Anthony, DJ Heat, Big Tig. How did you, you know, obviously these guys listen to the radio and the mixtapes like everybody else, but how did you link up with some of these guys? Let's take Big Tig for an example.
Well, I think a lot of the people who's stamping me and endorsing me, mm-hmm. I believe everything comes with respect. Like, music is a gateway, but before music, you're a man first, you know what I mean? Right. And you build relationships. Like, a lot of people would stand me without even hearing my music. They'll just say, yeah, he's the hottest because it's how you carry yourself, you know? And mm-hmm. people like Big Tigger, DJ Heat is like my sister. She's been helping me out with this grind for a long time. And Tigger is one of the pioneers in this game. Like, I'll be honest, being here with Tigger. So right. I told Heat to try to hook it up. Tigger did his research. He liked what he seen. We met each other. He liked what he seen, you know. And I just got the real loyalty is first with me, man. And it shows through a person's actions. You feel me? So the people like AI and Mello and everybody else that you just mentioned, like, they see me and they respect me before music. So it's like, it makes it easier to support something that you respect, you know. It'd be harder if I was an a-hole and they like being around me, but I had hot music because they still wouldn't respect. They still wouldn't support it, you know what I mean? But the fact that they are supporting it and the fact that quality music, I think it just makes things that much easier and that much better.
Which is a very good point that you brought up as far as your personality and, you know, in doing my research and looking at the YouTubes and you know what I'm saying, watching material, I could see that you had a very infectious personality where people are just drawn into what you got to say, your swagger and right. everything about you. Even and this has nothing to do with the music, and a lot of people don't understand that when you go to the powers that be, you know, looking for a situation, it has to be a package put together. It's not just great music, because I feel like great music is one side of the package. How do you feel about coming to the labels and coming to the people as a package? How do you feel about that?
I feel like a package is everything. Like, anybody can pick up a pen and write down some hot metaphoric words and things of that nature, but you gotta stand for something, you know? Right. If you're gonna sit there and be a celebrity and a star and a household name, you gotta handle the responsibility that comes with it.
What do you think? Again, you know, the game comes with people that support, and then the game comes with people that are against what you do. You know, how do you feel about the quote unquote haters or the naysayers of you know what I'm saying, the Donald Trump movement? That's what it's all about. All right, so I was in D.C. recently. I got a chance to meet, you know, part of your team. I got a chance to meet your publicist, Candace. Very sweet young lady. First class. I think I met your manager. I'll be honest, I don't know his name. But, you know, I came to the Lotus joint where you was doing the, I think the model call or whatever. But, again, I hate I didn't get an opportunity to meet you. You seem like you're definitely moving in the right direction. Where do you see yourself in the next 6 to 12 months?
Okay, you repeat that last question?
I'm sorry. What do you see yourself in the next 6 to 12 months?
Where do I see myself in the next 6 to 12 months? That's a good question. In somebody's studio, trying to put together another hit.
Right. So, what's next for Don Juan? You know what I'm saying, as far as your project, I know you got a single, singles dropping nationwide. Am I right?
Yes. Looky. Actually, DC. Since DC is my home, that's the only why DC knows so much about Looky. It's not dropping until January 12th. So, the label Battery New Entertainment Jive, they dropping it January 12th. The video is premiering very, very shortly. I'm doing the remix.
All right. So before we get up out of here, any parting words? Anything that you would like to say to anybody that's, coming up in the game and trying to find themselves and just maybe needs a word of advice or some direction? What would you say to somebody like that that's trying to find themselves in the game? But you know, again, sometimes it feels like they're running to a bunch of dead ends. And so what would you say to somebody like that?
I just want them to know that when they hear Looky, I want them to know that I'm not the one that's conceited. I'm not an arrogant a-hole. I want you to be in love with yourself when you hear that song. And that means if you hit any obstacles, if you can't get by and everybody's laughing at you, pointing at you, as long as you're in love with yourself, you're going to have enough strength to retry, and eventually you're going to get over that obstacle. You know what I mean? Whether that's if you want to be the best chef, if you want to be the best janitor, or if you want to be just like me and be an artist, you got to just keep on trying. There's going to be people trying to see you fail. You know, the more you want to be the number one,
All right, you want to give me quick shout outs before we bounce? Alright, so we'll leave it at that. Alright, bro, it was a really positive interview, and I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, you taking the time to you know what I'm saying, talk with me, and I'll be definitely reaching back out in the future, and once you blow up, hopefully I'll get an interview in the future.
Whoever's
status,
I always got me. Real talk, I got you.
All right, I appreciate it, Don Juan. I will be talking to you soon. All right.
Bye-bye.
Peace.